Saint X, written by Alexis Shadkin, read by Dana Day, Ryan Vincent Anderson, Bailey Carr, Alex Hyde-White, Kate Orsini, Prentice Onayemi, Ella Turen, Ron Butler, Melinda Wade, Tristan Wright, Shayna Small, Dean Gallagher, Josh Petersdorf, Denise Nelson, and Dave Finoy. Indigo Bay. Begin with an aerial view. Slip beneath the clouds, and there it is. That first glimpse of the archipelago. A moment. A vista. A spectacle of color so sudden and intense, it delivers a feeling like plunging a cube of ice in warm water and watching it shatter. The azure sea. The emerald islands ringed with snow-white sand. Perhaps, on this day, a crimson tanker at the edge of the tableau. Come down a bit lower, and the islands reveal their topographies, valleys and flatlands, and the conic peaks of volcanoes, some of them still active. There is Mount Scenery on Saba, Mount Liamega on St. Kitts, Mount Pelée on Martinique, the Quill on St. Eustatius, La Soufrière on St. Lucia, and also on St. Vincent, La Grande Soufrière on Guadeloupe's Basse-Terre, Soufrière Hills on Montserrat, and Grand Soufrière Hills on Tiny Dominica, which is beset by no fewer than 9 volcanoes. The volcanoes yield an uneasy sense of juxtaposition, the dailiness of island life abutting the looming threat of eruption. On some islands, on some days, flakes of ash fall softly through the air, pale and fine, before settling on grassy hillsides and the eaves of rooftops. Roughly in the middle of the archipelago lies an island some 40 kilometers long by 12 wide. It is a flat, buff, dusty place, its soil thin and arid, the terrain dotted with shallow salt ponds, and the native vegetation consisting primarily of tropical scrub, sea grape, cacti, wild frangipani. There is also a volcano here, too, Devil Hill, though it is so small and the magma rises to its surface so infrequently that it is useless as both a threat and an attraction. The island is home to 18,000 residents and receives some 90,000 tourists annually. From above, it resembles a fist with a single long finger pointing west. The north side of the island faces the Atlantic. Here, the coast is narrow and rocky, the water seasonally variable and sometimes rough. Nearly all of the residents live on this side, most of them in the tiny capital town, the basin, where cinderblock schools, food marts, and churches mingle with faded colonial buildings in pastel hues. The Governor General's petal pink Georgian mansion, the mint green National Bank, Her Majesty's prison, eggshell blue. A prison next to a bank, a favorite local joke. On this coast, the beaches' names bespeak their shortcomings. Salty Cove, Rocky Shoal, Manchineel Bay, Little Beach. On the south side of the island, the gentle waves of the Caribbean Sea lap against sand fine as powder. Here, resorts punctuate the coast. The Oasis, Salvation Point, the Grand Caribbee, and the island's crown jewel, Indigo Bay. All of them festooned with bougainvillea, hibiscus, and flamboyant, beautiful deceptions meant to suggest that this island is a lush, fertile place. Scattered in the sea around the island are a dozen or so uninhabited cays, the most notable of which are Carnival Cay, Tamarind Island, and Fitzjohn, famous, at least locally, as the home of the Fitzjohn lizard. The cays are popular spots for excursions, snorkeling, romantic picnics, guided expeditions through their limestone caverns. The closest of the cays to the main island is the ironically named Far Away Cay, which sits not 500 meters off the coast at Indigo Bay, and which, owing to its nacreous beach, its wild landscapes, and the pristine waterfall at its center, would be a popular destination